Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I want to talk this week about the battle we're facing. We're born into a battle. Every Christian knows and understands because of the teaching of Jesus and the apostles and the experience of our life and really the ongoing preaching, hopefully, of the church as well, that in this world, first of all, this world is not our home, and this world is fundamentally a battlefield. And there's two kingdoms at war, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the kingdom of his enemy and our enemy, Satan. The apostles knew it and understood it. Jesus warned about it and prepared the apostles for it as well. And we're living through a particularly intense time with this spiritual struggle that the world will be in until Jesus comes again. We know it's ultimately a war that Jesus has won. Jesus has won the fight. He's destroyed the devil. But between now and his return, each one of us, everyone born on the planet, is engaged in this war at one level or another, whether they know it or not. Every single person that's born into this world is a child, is made in the image and likeness of God, called to become a child of God by virtue of sharing in the life that belongs to Jesus Christ. The question is, will each person become a child of God? The church exists in this world to extend the message of God's mercy and the revelation that God has given the church about reality, about the human person and the human condition. Church exists to call every person to salvation, to come and receive God's mercy so that they literally can come to understand in Jesus and through Jesus who they actually are, where they've come from, why they're here, and where they're going. And they can, if they say yes to the offer of salvation that's given to them through the church, really the voice of Jesus through the church, as Jesus extends his hand in love to every single person, everyone has a choice to make. Jesus told the apostles, after he rose from the dead, in Luke's account in chapter 24 of his gospel, the first time Jesus met with all the apostles, he made it clear to them what he was commissioning them to do. He made it clear that he died and rose again according to the scripture, according to God's plan. He rose again to make it possible for each human being to share in his life. He put sin to death on the cross. He became for us the beginning of the new creation, an existence beyond death. Human nature, the new humanity, absolutely free from all the powers of the enemy, the powers of the world, the flesh, the devil, all of it, none of it could touch Jesus. None of it could hold him down. And so that life and that power that's in Jesus, he now wants to transmit and is sent by the Father to transmit to every single person who bears the image of the Father. Every single person on this planet who's caught in a battle. Most people don't see it. Most people see it mostly as political conflicts and disagreements and other people's problems and the rest of it. But every single person is living in a battlefield. And the powers of darkness and the powers of the kingdom of light of Jesus Christ himself are contending for each eternal soul, for every single person on the face of the earth. That's where the gold is. The most valuable thing on the planet is not our latest computer, our latest iPhone, our property, our homes, whatever it is. The most valuable thing on the planet is the human person. Why? Because everything else is going to pass away. Literally, everything else will pass away. This whole earth is going to pass away. But what will never pass away, and what's destined to live in eternity forever, because of the very nature that we share with God, is the human person. The question is, where is that eternity going to be lived out? In heaven or in hell? So here's the battle, and the apostles were so acutely aware of it. You know, St. Paul described in Ephesians, he put it this way, he said, chapter 6 of Ephesians said, finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. So there's a constant exhortation to each one of us to be strong, to be alert, to be watchful, to be prayerful, to be awake, to be ready to resist the devil. Paul says in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So it's just clear expectation that this is the lived experience, the reality, the destiny here on earth of every single disciple, every believer in Christ, that they need to put on the spiritual equipment, the armor that God himself has given to us to be able to resist the inevitable temptation and attacks of the devil. Verse 12, he said, "For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So you can ask the question, well, who's my enemy? Paul makes it clear. My enemy is not flesh and blood. There's not a human being on the face of the earth that's ultimately my enemy. But instead, it's the principalities, the powers, the world rulers of this present darkness. So the biblical worldview that's so beautifully articulated here by Paul in his letter to the Ephesians understands, Paul knows better than anybody, that God's creation is good. What God created was good, human beings included. The good earth, the beautiful solar system and galaxies that the Lord himself has created, it's beautiful. God called it good, right? All that he made. But they also understand that this good earth, that this world is fallen. And this is why he describes it as darkness. And Jesus used the same terms. He said, "I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness." There's an assumption in the scripture that every human being, because of original sin, which we'll talk about more this week, because of our battle against sin, because of the fallen nature of the world, so the battle of the world, the flesh, and the devil, all conniving and set against us, that humanity is in a position on its own resources of being in the dark, of not yet coming into the light, which is the light of Christ that shines into the human heart and is able to reveal to every human heart who we are. As I said earlier, where we've come from, why we're here, where we're going, to whom do we belong? And it's the light of Christ that shines into us, that reveals the sin-sick condition of the human heart and why we're subject to these powers ourselves on our own resources. So let me just read it again. You'll just see how alert the apostles are to the reality of spiritual combat. "For we're not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So there are literally powers, there's principalities, there's world rulers, there are spiritual hosts of wickedness that are set against you. What the devil's after is eternal souls. The devil's after destroying, enslaving the image of God. That's what he wants to do. He's full of envy and hatred, and that's what drives him. And he's real. Paul says at the end of this section, puts it this way, he says, "Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that utterance may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak." Paul's talking, you know, he's writing from prison here, and he's praying for strength. And he's reminding all of us to be alert, to keep alert. What he means is to be spiritually alert, to be awakened to the spiritual conflict that stirs around us. And so I think everyone would agree that today society does seem to be in a particular state of disruption, anxiety, despair, and confusion. I was listening to an interview with an Australian host named John Anderson, I believe his name was. He was interviewing Peter Hitchens, Christopher Hitchens' brother. Peter Hitchens is a practicing Catholic, I believe, but he, at least he's Christian. But in the interview, this guy, John Anderson, said, and he's looked at studies all across the country, and right now there's an alarming, polls tell us there's an alarming degree of discouragement, of despair, in some ways all over the world, about the current state of things, the current state of political things, the current state of economic realities. But most of all, there's just the breakdown, especially in Europe, Canada, the United States, and places, the breakdown of Judeo-Christian culture and worldview and the story of God, you might say, disappearing from the human conversation and how we're shaping our culture is creating a lot of disorder, a lot of confusion. And it makes sense because that change is rooted in spiritual conflict. It's something that's orchestrated by the devil. The recent popes have spoken about it very, very clearly. St. John Paul II described it as, we've entered into the final conflict between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, right? Between Christ and the Antichrist. He said the whole church and the whole world is being drawn into this now. But it's a battle that's rising to almost epic proportions. And he says to us very clearly, this battle lies within the plans of divine providence. It's in the hands of God. And the Christian people need to be now light in this rising darkness. And that's precisely who we can be, because greater is he that's in you and that's in me than he that's in the world. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What is the light of life? That light is the life of God in you. Christ in you, your hope of glory. People are losing hope. They're losing a hold on reality. Darkness is beginning to cover the mind, and humanity is rebelling against God in a very significant way and constructing a world intentionally that's independent of God. And so what we're seeing is the fallen human nature is human will saying no to God. No. And what we're doing is we're believing a lie. What's happening in society is the seduction of the enemy. And this is something that Jesus warned against and the apostles talk about many times. He said, beware, don't be deceived. The devil is a deceiver. And in every human heart is a desire to be free, is a desire for happiness, is a desire for liberation and fulfillment. That's a God-given thing. But what we know from Revelation, and really human experience, if we're honest about it, is we don't have it fully yet. And it's something we can't create, but that we receive, because our enslavement isn't just something external to us that we can either remove or build something in its place. The source of the enslavement and the lack of freedom is within the human heart. The church calls it the reality of original sin and the fall and its effect. Well, the very battle today is a world that's emerging with a different story, and a story that denies original sin and says the problems are out there and that man, who himself is perfect, has a capacity to perfect the world in his raw freedom. So the great theme today is a prideful assertion of self-creative freedom, one that's really subject to the flesh instead of subject in humility to God. On the one hand, you have Christ's revelation and the witness of his life about who we are, why we're here, where we're going, and a real understanding of the human condition. And the response is humility to following in the footsteps of Jesus. And Jesus calls us to repent of our pride to create our own existence in our own world. But the opposite is happening today. The culture is throwing off its Christian inheritance and asserting its will and saying, I will be my own master and I'll be my own creator. Right here, friends, is the nature of the spiritual battle that we're talking about. So I'm going to take this up this week and hope you can join me. Ask your friends to join me. I think it'll be helpful. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.